Francoise.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Francoise. I'm Francoise Rhodes, your host, and we are coming to you live from Palm Desert, California, our station right here off of Cook Street. Joining us in the boardroom is Sean Flanagan. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. How are you?
I am good, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm good.
I'm trying to get my...
I was caught off guard there for a second.
But oh, really? Why?
I told you it was the last commercial as... It ended.
Yeah, well, it ended. And our clock, there was a power outage during the week. Luckily, knock on wood, didn't have one in my house, but they had one here. And so the clock's way off. I'm looking at a clock that says 9:20.
Yeah, it's off. So power must have been out for a while.
For a while. So thankfully, yeah, because my clock right here in front of me is 11:05. So in 47 seconds. So I have to not look over there. Yes, I won't look over there. Well, I want to thank Swiss Donuts on the corner of Country Club in Monterey and the... Albertson's Shopping Center there for our box of donuts this morning. And this week has been a very fun week for me. But first of all, it started off very sad with the passing of Glenn Kimball.
Very sad. I saw that.
Yeah, that was sad. He had Alzheimer's. But he was my very first celebrity crush.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I was riding horses at the time. And his hit was in 19, Rhinestone Cowboy. And we used to call all the people that came into the stables that didn't know anything about horses, we'd call them Rhinestone Cowboys behind their back. But it was, yeah, Glenn Campbell passing away. And I really, Fitz did on CB 104.3, he did a tribute, a morning tribute to Glenn Campbell.
Oh, right, right.
And all the songs that he sung and wrote and stuff. What an amazing portfolio he had.
Oh, yeah.
Really incredible. I didn't realize that. I mean, I knew he had some hit songs, and he was in, True Grit with John Wayne. But, yeah, I was really, really surprised at that. I mean, I knew he was good, but didn't really. Sometimes you don't realize how good someone really is. Yeah. So, anyway, very sad that he passed away. This week, I also went to my first movie screening. It's a movie called Public Affairs. It was a political thriller, very appropriate for the times. It was over at John Monahan's house, so... That was a fun event. The movie was, like I said, very appropriate for the times. And the week's getting closer to the solar eclipse. We're going to talk about that a little bit more in the second hour. I'll be in Nashville for that next week. So Sean gets the weekend off because you won't be going with me. So
right.
Sorry, and I won't be broadcasting because I'm not sure why I'm not broadcasting from Nashville, frankly, to be honest with you. I've been trying to figure that out, why we're not doing that, but I'm not. So maybe because I have some tours scheduled and... whatnot. I don't know. I should have been, though.
Yeah, you probably should have.
I don't know. I can't figure it out. But I had this big deal with the Marriott in Nashville. I wanted to film some bits and pieces for the show. This is going to be on Traveling with Francoise Television.
Right.
And it's the Marriott Grand Ole Opry Hotel, something like that.
Oh, right, right.
And they had a huge fit and said, no filming
really?
In here, no filming. And I kept telling him, it's just two people
right.
and a handheld camera. And they just know we have to go through all the corporate head, you know, all the big wigs at the corporate headquarters. And the one guy, the GM, actually said, he goes, Francoise, I got in big trouble for letting just a newspaper person come in and take photographs.
I wonder why.
I don't know. And he said, here in Nashville, they're really, really a stickler about filming and using pictures for something I guess maybe they're not getting compensated for.
That just seems weird, though.
I don't know. It does seem weird. It's good publicity for them. But
that's what I would think. I would think it would promote it and they would get more people out there.
Well, exactly. Show people what Nashville's all about. But it was definitely, definitely strange. And, of course, the news is making now more and more. They're snowballing on this total eclipse where they're saying it's going to be another Armageddon. Everything's going to shut down.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's all over. The millions of people will be – half the world's going to be in Nashville and those areas over there. I don't think so because I've talked to a few people who said, I don't really even care.
My mom was saying that there's somewhere in Oregon.
Right.
That I was like, no. I was trying to help. Trying to teach her. I'm like, no, it's going to be in Nashville. I already know. Don't, you know. And she's, apparently I was wrong.
Yeah,
there's a whole line of places.
Right. And I have that list. And we'll talk about, like I said, that in a second hour. But yeah, it goes across the United States.
Yeah.
California will be happening around 9 in the morning or so.
Oh, really?
9, 10 here.
That anyway. Might be good for me, though.
Why?
Because at that point, my house faces east.
Mm-hmm.
And
me too.
There's just a desert in front of me.
Oh.
All the way till.
Perfect.
I mean, I can see the freeway as it goes to, I mean, I'm talking, it's a straight shot.
Oh, well, great.
So that might be kind of a cool little view for me.
Yeah, don't forget filters, though, because it's really bad on your eyes if you're sitting there staring at it. So, yeah, it'll be in the morning. A lot of people probably won't even realize. They'll think of clouds passing over. And that's it. All right. Today's show is presented by McDonald's. In fact, I stopped there the other night and got a strawberry shake at the Cathedral City Mickey D's, and I was in and out. Great service, and it was really tasty a shake. So, anyway. Today on the show, the mayor of Palm Desert, Jan Harnick, is going to join us. She has not been on Traveling with Francoise before. This will be a first for.
Oh.
And we're not going to talk about politics per se.
Right.
We're not going to talk about her campaign and that kind of stuff.
Right.
What I did want to talk about, though, is what our mayors are supposed to be doing behind the scenes and not just going to events.
Right.
You know, we do see them at a lot of events. They're supposed to represent us. And I also did want to talk about, and she seemed game for it, and I'm hoping she'll stay game for it, is how can it go so wrong like it did in Palm Springs?
Right.
And people not pick up on it.
Right.
How can it so? Without, I
mean, how is it just kind of, slide under the radar?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm not trying to throw anybody under the bus or anything like that. I really am not. I'm just curious, how can it get that far along when so many people are talking about it, yet no one seems to acknowledge it?
Right.
I don't know. Which I'm sure has changed a lot because of everything.
And it feels like stuff like that happens all over the place, too.
Exactly. Yeah, it's not just here. I mean, we see it everywhere.
That's why they say that. Hindsight is 20/20.
Exactly. So so it should be fun. I'm really looking forward to it. And then we're going to do that. And then second hour, we're going to talk about from a paranormal expert. Hollywood, he wrote a book called Hollywood Obscura, and it talks about the murders and the paranormal stuff that happens in Hollywood besides, here, I'm looking at the book, besides the actors, that many of them are paranormal themselves. But his name is Brian Clune, and I hope that's right. It's either Clooney or Clune, but it's C-L-U-N-E. We'll find out for sure. And that's what we'll be doing in the second hour, as long as talking about travel and whatnot. 760-440-8255 is the phone number to call. This week, we are running the Pageant of the Masters one more time. And then I'm going to go back to showing the show at Mount Palomar, Lake Henshaw.
Oh, right.
Because it's still a great time to go up there.
I think it looks so pretty up there.
It is really pretty, and it's so close. It's so close. And then I'll go back to the Carlsbad show, and at some point, everybody's loving the Carlsbad show. We'll have the Nashville show ready.
Right.
And in the future, I actually have a show booked with raptors, you know, birds that are like falcons and hawks. Well, there's a company that trains these, and they go around and they do public education classes and whatnot. And anyway, I think it'd be a great show.
Yeah, it sounds cool.
Yeah, I can see this big old bird landing on my arm. And then they do this thing called paragliding, which Jack is having heart failure, where you're up in a paraglider and the falcon comes and lands on your arm in the air. So we'll see. So I have that booked in a couple other places booked as well coming up. So a lot of fun things going on. Yesterday on KESQ Channel 3 TV, I was there. We talked about the back roads to the Mojave Preserve. Now, I told people if they want the directions, which I had lots of people email me the directions, just send me an email. Go to the website. You can see where to contact me. Send me an email, and I will just email you the directions if you want to go the back roads to Las Vegas through the Mojave Preserve. And again, it will save you time. It's a beautiful ride, but again, you have to, you know, I wrote on there all these different things about it too when I gave people the directions. Sean, I offered yesterday on KESQ, I know you had to, our guest walked in, but I offered people on KESQ the directions to the back roads to Vegas.
All
right. So I made up this whole list for them. I had the directions, but I also added that there's no cell phone service in some areas, that they need to stop at the Kelso Visitors Center, that's a 2-lane highway as well. I mean, lots of little things that I wanted to remember.
Because I think that people neglect that, especially the cell phone service.
Yeah.
Because they'll grab their phone, jump on Google Maps, and then suddenly there's no service. What's going on?
But my GPS worked all the way.
That's good.
Yeah, GPS did work all the way.
GPS, I think, it's a different type of signal.
Satellite. So that was a good thing. So if you do want those directions, just go to the website, Traveling with Francoise, while you're there. Cruise around. I put a little TV icon on the homepage, so it's easy for you now to go to the television page to watch past episodes.
There you go.
People seem to, I I think it was you that said you couldn't find it.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, you and Steve, cameraman Steve said, Francoise, that's, I had to look all over for it. So now you don't have to look. It's right there. If you miss that little TV icon, I don't know what to tell you.
We'll do a giant pop-up.
Jeez. Yeah, that's next. All right, pavement work happening in Rancho Mirage. There is work happening on Bob Hope still. It's working its way up. Bob Hope to Parkview Drive. That's going to be going on till September. And there's also a lot of work going on Monterey as well. In fact, the other day at the signal by the Costco, we saw these four cars getting in an accident.
Wow.
I didn't really see it, though. I heard this boom. We were talking, sitting in the car talking. I heard this boom, and I go, what is that? I'm looking around inside the car, and I look up, and there's a guy who ran into another guy, and a guy behind him ran into someone else.
Wow.
And I don't even know. So be careful out there. It's a lot of road construction going on.
Yep.
And the Rancho Mirage, they say this should be over with by September, early September. And here's some news from my accountant. I was talking to him the other day, Paul Grinkovich. Yes, and he called me. Just say hi. It's nice when you're tax accountant just calls to say hi.
And it's not just devastating news.
Well,
yes.
Yeah, you look at their phone, your phone, and go, oh, what does he want? Something wrong? Anyway, no, Paul just likes to call and say hi. He travels, and he wants to tell me about his traveling. Anyway, he gave me a quiz, and I'm going to give you a test here. You out there, I want you to think about it. We'll give Sean a couple seconds. All right, how many pages, Sean, do you think the new, well, they're not even, well, yeah, they're fairly new, IRS guidelines, how many pages do you think they have there that the accountants and all these people that work in the tax business need to know, or at least read?
In like, how many pages is the book?
It's the guidelines,
It's a guide? I would say probably 1,000.
1,000?
Yeah.
What are you out there, everyone? What are you thinking? You're thinking? Okay. I hope you have your seatbelts buckled because it is 76,000 pages.
Wow. That's insane.
76,000 pages. He said, Francoise, I think you might find that interesting. I said, have you read them all, Paul? He said, oh, definitely. Yep, every single one.
Wow.
Yeah, 70. And the people that work with, you know, the IRS, who checks all our taxes and checks all the returns and all this sort of stuff, I'm sure, you know, all this is in the computer somehow, but they expect the people that work for the IRS to
read
have read these guidelines.
Wow. I wonder how often they have to read it, because I'm sure the guidelines change.
Oh, yeah, I know. 76,000, that's ridiculous. Okay, today we do have one that's our last set, not giving any more away, because they'll be gone next weekend. Two 3-day passes for Comic-Con Palm Springs, August 25th through 27th. We're going to give those away. We also have a copy of Hollywood Obscura. And who knows, I might just give something else away as well. So remember that you have that number, 760-440-8255. On that note, we are going to step aside. When we come back, we're just going to go over some weekly announcements. And before you know it, we'll have our guest in studio with us. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. All right, this segment of the show is brought to you by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building. Also home to Ristretto for Coffee Lovers, Gallery 500, and more. They're located on the corner of Ramona and Indian Canyon in Palm Springs. Ristretto is open from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily. Go on over there and enjoy an affogato right now. It's the ice cream, homemade ice cream, and coffee.
I want to take Jasmine. I want to take Janet to go get that.
Yeah,
ever since you said it, she doesn't necessarily like sweet things like that, but I think she would like that. Like, that sounds like something she'd be like, okay, this is pretty good.
And I asked him, because I'm not a big coffee drinker.
Right.
And I love the smell of it, but for some reason I'm not a big coffee drinker.
Same way.
Yeah. But I said, can you make that without coffee? Just with all the other stuff.
Just give me the shake.
Yeah, just let us know. Exactly. So anyway, going over there, they're located on the corner of Indian and Ramon. All right. Or Palm Canyon, Ramon. Right there on that corner, Ramon. Right. The library over in Indio is temporarily closed. Remember that for a refresh. So it's going to be reopened, they say, September 11th. So I just wanted to give you a heads up. Don't ride over there because no one's going to be there. And they're also accepting scholarships now. They're also accepting applications for the Queen Scheherazade Scholarship Pageant and Magic Carpet Music Scholarship Competition for the fair coming up, the National Date Festival, which will be right around the corner in February. Yes, they're already now looking for people to be part of that because February will be here before we know it.
Yeah, that festival comes up all the time. It's like, I don't know. I'm just not ready for it.
No. And then it's, sometimes I wait to set up interviews for the show and then I'm going, oh no. It's going to be here next week or 2 weeks from now, and I haven't even done it. So the number to call is 800-811-FAIR, or go to their website, which is datefest.org. Very simple, find information. But this is really, this is quite an experience for the young ladies who are part of the Queen Scheherazade group and their court, the Queen and her court. It's a lot of fun. They're in a parade. They reign over the date festival.
Yep.
They go to schools and talk to kids.
They go around and talk, yeah.
Yeah, and they
do interviews and stuff.
Right, and they get a scholarship. So the princess, the queen gets $3,500 and the princesses get $3,000. That's great.
Yeah.
So definitely sign up, and then you don't have to be East Valley. It could be anyone, any young gal under the age of 18.
Yeah.
Except before, throughout the valley. Definitely. All right, Diane Williams and Associates, they're the Indian Ridge on-site sales office. I know Diane is traveling, but her team is here working hard. And Indian Ridge, they have a new chef. We'll have him on. Desert Entertainer, pick one up today and go on out tonight. They're going strong with their new hardcover. Renova Solar, they have a lot of things going on as well. I mean, they're always coming up with now they're even patenting their own products. I love that. Vince Pataglia, the founder of Renova Solar, as they have grown, he has realized that there's pieces out there that the solar industry, they don't even have.
Yep.
So what does he do?
He makes them. That's awesome.
He makes them and patents them for the solar industry.
Yeah.
That's really to solve a problem. It's really because it's all because of a problem.
Yep.
That they're trying to figure out, okay, how do we fix this? How do we make it work? And he's a doer. He is definitely a doer, so I love that about him. Good job, Vince. Sharpen, you need your knives or scissors sharpened, called Tony Quincio, 310-365-5444, and you can meet him. I know he goes to different stores and does it. You can meet him there. I'm sure he'll come to your house as well and take care of your knives and scissors and stuff there. And just give Tony a call. All this information is on the website, Traveling with Francoise. So if you miss anything, because I know sometimes I talk a little fast and some people will say slow down. I don't mean to. It's just that I'm trying to get the info in there.
Got a lot of info. Every week you come in here with a bunch of info.
I have all this stuff spread around me. And they have the new charging stations over at the 500. I want you to know about those. First 30 minutes is free, and after that, it's $3 per hour. Braille Institute, their classes are closed for the month of August. Just the classes, but the Braille Institute is open. So you can still go on over there, use their audio, their books on tape and all that, and go to the Braille and take advantage of what they have to offer for free. But the classes right now, they're free programs, they are dark for the month of August, and they are over off of Ramon in Rancho Mirage. And McDonald's, well, they're doing Uber Eats, but their sriracha sauce is back. I mean, the McDonald's stock was going crazy the other day. We need to get Dick in here to talk about all sorts of things since we didn't get that gold card from him. And Coachella Valley Volkswagen, they have a lot of specials now for lube, oil, and filter change. $29.95. They have a cooling system service. They have a cabin filter service. People don't even alignment service. They have all different specials going on at Coachella Valley Volkswagen on Varner Road in Indio. You know, a lot of people don't realize that our filters in the cars with all the sand in the air.
Yeah, you had to do them a lot.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that for a long time.
Yeah, they can become terrible with the sand and stuff just sticking to them. Yep. And they have those cabin filters that your air conditioning system goes through.
Yep.
And people, I know, when someone first told me, I'll be honest with you, when I first heard about that several years ago, I thought, oh boy, here he goes, trying to sell me something
else
that I don't need. He said, no, wait. He goes, you come over with me, and I'm going to pull this thing out, and you look at it, and you decide. And I went, oh.
They get nasty.
Yeah, maybe you might want to change that. Yeah. But it really is an issue down here. Not all the time. I mean, you don't need it.
No, but it seems like all the time at this point. I mean, I feel like we don't have as much of a quote-unquote windy season. I just think that just at any time, it can get really windy.
Yeah, that's true. And it sticks, especially, too, if there's moisture in the air, because then the sand's gonna stick to everything.
Yeah, and lately it seems like it's humid more often now, too.
That's true. All right, well, don't forget about when your serviceman says, can we check your cabin filter, do so. And since Jan is here and she's going to be with us the next couple segments of the show, I want to go through the freebies real quickly, too. And the rest of the information will be posted on our website. And this is brought to you by Country Club Cleaners and the Bristol Farm Shopping Center. Jeannie over there. Member mentioned traveling with Francoise, and you get 10% off your dry cleaning. Paint El Paseo Pink. Walk to Pink. I'll say it correctly. Paint El Paseo Pink. Walk to Fight Cancer is in October, but they're already registering people now. And this information is on the website. This week, let's see, open call auditions Tuesday, August 29th. All right. But you can go and hear rehearsals of the Palm Springs Gay Men's Chorus. They will be rehearsing August 15th and 22nd at the Mizell Center. It's free going in there. If you're thinking about being part of the group, they're going to have auditions on the 29th, and that will be at the Mizell Center. And again, I have this information posted on the website. Also happening next Saturday in Desert Hot Springs, they are having a night of live music at Guy Tedesco Park, and it is free. And it is from 6:30 to 9:30. So that should be fun. They're going to have all sorts of music going on over there. A drummer, percussionist, songwriter, studio artist Eddie, the Sentinel drummer, one-man show who performs top 40 and electronic hits with his drum set. So that's happening. And then later on, we're going to have David Green come join us from the Musical Theater University. Lots of stuff going on. Of course, Comic-Con is coming up, and we have all our paid events. Remember, you can see all those, everything on the website, and we'll be giving those Comic-Con tickets away in the next hour of the show. But go to Traveling with Francoise. Sign up for all the free contests while you're there. Listen to past shows. Watch past television episodes. And you can also see all my KESQ segments. All right. On that note, we are going to step aside. When we come back, Jan Harnick, the mayor of Palm Desert, will be joining us. And again, we're not here to talk about her political campaign. We're here to talk about being a mayor. What's it all about? Maybe I'm going to run for office. I don't know. Who knows? And find out about what goes on behind the scenes and how can things go wrong as well. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. I am Francoise Rhodes. Now, joining us in studio for the very first time, let's see, I've only been on the air 14 and a half years, lived in Palm Desert for 17 years, and now finally we are having the mayor of Palm Desert, Jan Harnick, join us. Hi, Jan.
Hi, it's about time.
I know. Isn't that weird? Well, I've always said, and my listeners know that, I've never let the show become a political platform for anybody.
And that's fair.
Right. That's not what it's about. The first hour is a local show. The second hour is a travel show. And when I'm traveling, then it's all about wherever I am, the destination. So I've kept it that way. And it's not that I haven't had anybody in politics on the show, but you know how you get bombarded with calls. That's the only reason they wanted to be on.
Right. I gotcha.
Yeah. And so I've kept away from that. You, on the other hand, we have just seen each other in passing.
So many times recently. Huh?
Yes. So many times. And just have a little chit chat here and a little chit chat there. And it made me start forming all these questions in my head that there's more to our political, our officials, our government officials than just seeing them at events. And talking to him.
That's fair.
Yeah. So then I said, well, you know what? I want to have Jan on the show. So should I call you Mayor Jan? Mayor Harnick?
Jan works well.
Okay.
Thank you.
Just want to make sure. I don't want to be, inappropriate. So I have been promoting all week that you're going to be on the show. And I've had some really nice comments. You are
good.
Loved.
That's nice to hear.
Yes. Very nice comments. And in fact, I did not realize that you have been in the Coachella Valley for a long time. So let's talk a little bit about you being a Coachella Valley resident.
I've been here since 1977. So I've been here 40 years. And even as a kid, we would come. I'm from the San Fernando Valley originally. So I've been here a long time. I've watched this whole valley evolve and grow and build bridges so you could get over the whitewater wash when we had our occasional downpours. And a lot of wonderful things happen.
Oh, well, definitely a lot in my short 17 years full time. I have seen the valley grow and change. So you're a California native.
Yes.
Yeah, so we're both California natives. There was our connection right there.
There it is. I see it. I'm feeling it now. Yeah, I feel it.
We knew there was something there. That's funny. Okay. So when did you... My question is, so you've been in the valley a long time. You've had different businesses. You've worked at different jobs here.
Yes.
Okay. And so you have kids.
Yes.
And they're growing up. Yes.
Many of them.
Many kids. And they're growing up in the Coachella Valley.
Well, yes, they did. They all grew up here.
Oh, they all grew up here.
Yes.
Wow, that's fascinating. And so when does a person say to themselves, I want to run for office?
I think if you ask 10 people that question, you get 10 different answers. Mm-hmm. The way I looked at it, I got real involved in the community as my kids grew up. And started realizing the impact you could have in so many different ways on the community. And I was real involved in their education. I spent a lot of time at that high school with them and raising money for every student there to make sure that they had whatever they needed to get the best education possible. And realized you could really make a difference. And then there were a few issues that were occurring in Palm Desert that a lot of people looked at unfavorably. And, you know, Palm Desert has a great reputation. Mm-hmm. It's done very well. It's a solid, well-managed city. So when something goes out of line, I think people notice very quickly. And I was doing an event for the high school, raising money, and we were with the foundation, and our tagline was academic excellence for every student. And somebody came up to me at that event, and they said, well, why don't you run for council? And I'd never really thought about it. I've always been a behind the scenes person. Mm-hmm. And then I was with some friends of mine not long after that, and we get together every once in a while in Tujunga, which is kind of on the side of San Fernando Valley. And one of the people said to me, I was saying, yeah, there's some things going on that probably they're not all that ethical. He mm-hmm. said, well, then why don't you run for city council? And this is someone I've known since I was in kindergarten. And I said, well, I don't really do that. I stay in the back. I'll raise money. I'll do mm-hmm. what I can. He said, well, then you probably should quit complaining about it.
Good point.
So yep. He really got me thinking. Mm-hmm. And again, this is a buddy, a longtime buddy who knows me well. So he got me thinking, and my husband and I talked about it. Our kids were almost out of high school when we started talking about it and started the process. And that's how it all started and happened.
Well, and it's so true, because Sean and I talk about that a lot. People are very quick to criticize everything. Everything you wear, you say, you do. Get that all the time. You get that all the time. We get that all the time. As soon as you go out in the public eye just a little bit, people are quick to criticize. However, I have always said, and I say that where I live. I live in a gated community. And I tell my husband, I say, you know, if we're unhappy with things, then we need to get involved to change it. Just complaining about it doesn't help anything. And so I understand where you came into the fact saying, all right, I'm going to do this. Now, when you decided to do it.
And by the way, when you see an issue, even if you are in a position where maybe you can't take it on and fix it, you can always offer a solution rather than just an attack.
Right. Instead of a complaint, do something. Talk to someone who can. When you decided to do this, to run for council, were you elated or were you thinking, what am I doing?
Yes.
Is that a yes to both? Yeah.
It was exciting and it was overwhelming. Mm-hmm. It truly was. I'm fortunate today, as I was then, I have a really great group of community members around me. We all had a long discussion about it. We talked about it. And these same people are in my life today. And when mm-hmm. Another difficult question comes up, maybe about business and how it'll impact somebody or impact the community. I can always pick up the phone and call these people and get information and get their opinion on it, and usually well-reasoned opinions based on experience, which are really good opinions to work from. And they just, this whole group helped me, and we talked it through. And there were times during the process that the elation was certainly overshadowed by, oh my gosh, what am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's kind of like life. And then sometimes when you saw certain things, it triggered certain emotions and certain thoughts, then the elation and the purpose overtook any kind of questioning yourself.
And with us, folks, is the mayor of Palm Desert, Jan Harnick. And she's here, as I said earlier, it's not a political platform at all. She's here. I invited her because I really wanted to talk to her about what being in office is about, because we are all sitting on the outside looking in. At any point, did you tell yourself, and living here for so long, and that you do know the valley very, very well, but does there come a point when you say to yourself, maybe I don't know enough. I need to know more. But you can't know everything.
You can't.
Yeah.
And I can go back to that statement I just made. I'm so fortunate. I have people around me who are resources. And that brings up another great point. I cannot even begin to tell you the amount of reading I do mm-hmm. to make sure that I'm up to date with whether it's an issue having to do with our infrastructure in Southern California that we depend on in this valley for so many things, and for our tourism, certainly,
right.
Or things that you wouldn't even think about. Who knew you had to know about the lanes on the 10 or the 60 coming in and out, and if we need another lane or if we need a safety lane for a truck? You have to read these things, and then you have to know a little bit about, or as much as possible, about the legislation behind them and how that will govern and affect the funds you may get for infrastructure projects or for tourism or any of those things. So there is a tremendous amount of reading and research that goes into it that surprised me. I think anybody who gets elected at a council level, they're all surprised, some more than others.
So you were elected, were you elected in your first try?
Yes.
Yes, you were. And you were on the council. How long before you go into the mayor's position?
Well, we rotate, and we have a very, it's just a formula we use all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be on a, if you were just elected, you wouldn't want to go right into the position. So we do have a formula that says if you've been on planning commission, and then you've been on, and then you're in the mayor pro tem position, that you can rotate into that. But there is just an order that we use, and it works well. Everybody gets a chance to understand what it takes to do it, and they get a little different view. So they're, I think everybody does a better job as a council member when it's that type of mayor rotation.
Going into council, when you first started being a councilwoman, were you surprised? I want to use the word shocked, but I'm going to say you have all your resources. You had a lot of people that were backing you, that your confidence, that your advisors that you could talk to. So you knew you had the help around you, surrounding you. How many council meetings went by before you were kind of stumped by something right away and said, I didn't even figure this into the equation, that this would come up or happen or something?
There is not a council meeting that does not happen.
That doesn't happen now.
And that's why, no matter how much research, and when I go into one of those council meetings, we have two a month, and I probably prepare for one of those meetings from 6 to 12 hours, sometimes more. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of reading. There's a lot of research. There's a lot of question asking within the community and also at the staff at Palm Desert, and they are well equipped to answer just about any question you could ask them. Then you have to remain open, because when you go up and you sit at that dais and something is presented, sometimes you may think you're going to vote or you're going to support a certain position, but then you'll hear some information that you want more information on. Mm-hmm. And occasionally you need to continue it because you thought, well, wait a second, this is news, and we better take this, factor this in so we can make the best decision for today and tomorrow. So you always hear something you just didn't expect.
Which that right there, we're going to go to break here. And when we come back, we have so much more to talk about. I knew this half hour was going to fly by. That right there brings out a point that a lot of times you will get your constituents will say, oh, they put it on hold till the next one because they just don't want to deal with it. But what you just brought up answers a lot of questions. It's not that you don't want to deal with it. It's because all of a sudden you're seeing more items that pertain, more information that pertains to that issue that you might not have known about before that you want to look into.
Exactly.
Fascinating. Very interesting. All right. We're going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to talk about what does our mayor actually do besides go to parties? Jan, I know you're out there all the time. I know you do a lot more than that. And hopefully we can touch base on a few other items you're listening to. Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. Joining us in studio for the very first time is the mayor of the Palm Desert, Jan Harnick. Jan, so. All right, we were talking about a lot of things in the first hour about you becoming a councilwoman. Now you're the mayor. How long have you been mayor, off and on?
This is my second time.
Second time. Okay. All right.
And it's a year long we spend there. Yeah.
And it is a nice rotation, except when you're a resident of Palm Desert like I am. Sometimes I can't remember. In fact, I even had to ask you, Jan, are you mayor right now?
I don't remember.
Which is good, though, because it keeps fresh ideas, I think, in the circle all the time. And everybody's working together, so you're all working on the same projects, but you get a different view when someone else comes in.
I think it works well. I like the rotational.
Mm-hmm. A lot.
Yeah.
We were talking a little bit during the break about being mayor. Now, I see you at event after event after event, and you're always kind of looking at your phone every now and then. You'll glance at it because I know you have another appointment to go to. There is so much more. Now, being out there and representing the city of Palm Desert is huge. I mean, people enjoy seeing you at events. It's very important to them. It means a lot that you show up, that you take your time.
That's nice to hear. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, because you are taking time out of your busy life, and people have to think about that and realize that, to go and support businesses and events and charitable events and whatnot in the Coachella Valley right here in Palm Desert. But what does a mayor do behind the scenes? Is your life as busy behind the scenes with being a mayor as it is of all the engagements and ribbon cuttings that you are going to?
Well, we talked earlier about the preparation even for a council meeting. So there's a lot with that. Then consider I also serve on the Riverside County Transportation Commission. So that's a meeting in Riverside, and that's about 6 to 12 hours of preparation for that. That's a lot of information I read. So, and then there's Southern California Association of Governments, and I go into Los Angeles for a meeting. And there's a lot of reading on that as well. So, and then there's Coachella Valley Association of Governments. And this all helps every city. We always have to understand we're part of a big picture. Let's not get parochial. Let's look at the big picture and how we can make it work better for Palm Desert and for the entire region. So there's always a lot of preparation, and it is hours upon hours of reading and research. There's also the things that are kind of fun. Like, mm-hmm. I got to dance for dancing with our Desert Stars, for Desert AIDS project. Mm-hmm. That I worked hard on that because dancing is not anything I do naturally or ever had lessons, but I had a whole lot of fun doing it, and it was for such a great cause. So I had the opportunity to do that. And then I work with, well, Desert AIDS Project. I got to start at the beginning of the Get Tested Coachella, the very first meeting, and work on that to develop that program and implement it. So you get to do those kind of things, which are so important, and you see such impact soon and quickly, and it makes a difference in your community. And yesterday I was at a Pinots and Palettes event for the Parkinson's Resource. And it was great just being there, because that's such an important part of our community as well. So there's so many charities, and there's so much that you can do to make a difference. And you don't have to do too much to make a big difference.
Now, in what you do, you're obviously out in front of the public all the time. Every time you go to an event, you put yourself out there. You are there. And people tend to want to. And I'm going to say this. I'm going to ask you this, because I want you to tell us really what's appropriate and what isn't appropriate. People seem to assume, because you're out in the public, even at the grocery store.
That's true.
Or walking your dog or whatever, that they can come up and start either complaining or asking you a question or wanting your opinion on something. How inappropriate is that? And just lay it on the line, because there's a fine line here.
That's a difficult question.
Yeah.
And it's difficult because I am serving the public.
Mm-hmm.
And there aren't hours on my door. It's all the time. So if I'm at Costco and someone has a question, I hope I can answer it for them.
Mm-hmm.
Those sorts of things I don't mind. If I'm having a quiet dinner with my husband, I hope it can remain that, but yep. It doesn't always.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually had people, though, come to my front door at my home, yeah. And that's not okay.
Yeah.
Now, I had somebody recently who was gathering signatures for something, and she had no idea it was my front door, and that was fine because mm-hmm. she was doing what she felt was her civic duty, and that was fine. But I've had people come to my door knowing where I live, and that's difficult. But I serve the public. So if I am out in a public situation, someone would like to have a question answered or have a comment or a suggestion, I'm there. I go to... Once a month, I go to the Jocelyn Center for Mornings with the Mayor for that reason. Come tell me what you're thinking about.
All right. There must be an appropriate way, the correct way to do it. And I know people are thinking this. Well, do you get all the questions and all the comments that are sent to you at the office? Does it make it on your desk?
Absolutely. Okay. It makes it to my computer.
Mm-hmm.
And if they send it by... on paper, the paper winds up on my desk. Absolutely. The tough part is when you get absolutely attacked.
Mm-hmm.
And that is tough, and it's no fun, as anybody can imagine. And if you disagree, you disagree. But I promise you, I have done an extensive amount of research before any decision is made.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, we really appreciate it. I love living in Palm Desert. What I like about Palm Desert is you give back to the community. I mean, you're constantly thinking of ways to give back as far as the parks and the centers and the fireworks on the 4th of July and whatnot. I truly appreciate that.
That's so nice to hear.
Yeah, well, I think it's part of the community. I really do. I like that. I've said that to everybody. And I like how centrally located Palm Desert is, because when we're going in all directions, it's a great place to live. We only have just, I don't know, a few moments left. And I know, first of all, I want to invite you to come back on.
I would love
later
to.
Later on, have
I
you back on.
I would love to, Francois.
But... just in kind of a nutshell, I know this really takes a whole long conversation. When you see things happening, and it's happening across the country in different official offices such as yours, how is it that easy for these people to get caught up in more than being a public servant?
I think your question also provided the answer. Occasionally it is. And when I first got into office, it was during the Bell scandal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really unfortunate that a few people behave in such a way that it really casts a shadow on everyone who's working hard and doing their best for their community. And that does happen. It's unfortunate, but we do see it happen. And we appreciate and engaged in community because they help us spot those things. They absolutely raise our awareness,
mm-hmm.
and it's an opportunity to fix a problem that may exist.
And now, being in office for as long as you have, and we have just about a minute left, do you now, as mayor, as a public servant, as a council member, do you now have to make, that's one more thing for you to kind of have to be aware of a little bit more than maybe 5 or 6 years ago, of what is happening around you within your group?
It's always important to pay attention,
mm-hmm.
and it's so easy to be something focused on. If you're going to lunch with somebody, pay your part of the bill.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let anybody, those little things that don't seem like anything, they can be made into something big. So you always have to pay attention to even something like that.
Fascinating. Well, Jan Harnick, thank you so much for joining us. It's been
a lot
of fun.
Yeah.
Thanks for spending a little bit of your Sunday morning. Are you going to an event today, or you have the day off?
I believe I have the day off.
All right.
Yesterday was event day.
Yeah. Oh, was it? Oh, good. I thought, here she has a day off and she's here in studio with us. Well, it's really interesting. And I'm always happy to share what's going on in Palm Desert. You know that. I do that all the time. I love Palm Desert. I love the entire Coachella Valley. We live in a good, good place.
We have a wonderfully diverse community.
Yes, we do. And it keeps changing. Lots of changes going on. On that note, folks, we are going to have to step aside. You're going to have some national and local news. After that, we come back. We shift into travel gear. And joining us will be Brian Clune. He's going to talk about his book, Hollywood Obscura, today. I don't know. It sounded fascinating to me. Paranormal and all sorts of stuff. So stick around. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM.